Now, the National Arts Festival is in full swing in Makhanda, ongoing for the rest of this week still. And if any of you have already been and come back and would like to share with us what you saw and how the experience was for you, we'd love to hear from you, either with a phone call or with a voice note to 072-567-1567. Maybe you want to talk about the experience of the town itself, given what we know about its water crisis. Maybe you want to talk about the quality of the productions, whatever it is that you enjoyed or would like to speak about. The stage is yours. If you'll pardon the pun. But the one thing that I was really horrified to hear about was a production which did not go according to plan this past weekend. It was a magic show that got, well, let's just say that those who attended got a whole lot more than they bargained for when one of the acts went horribly, horribly wrong. Magician Brendan Peel and his co-performer Lee Lau were on stage putting on their carnival sideshow and other magical things when one of the acts went terribly wrong. To tell us more, on the line, I have the National Arts Festival CEO, Tony Lancaster. Tony, good afternoon to you. Before we talk about this incident, just a line or two, how is the festival going for you so far?
Morning, Pippa. Yes, it's going fantastically well. We've had a wonderful opening weekend, a whole lot of sold-out performances. It's great to see South Africans, even in tough economic times, coming out and supporting the arts and supporting this event, which for many people is a bucket list event. So the water's holding out, audiences are coming, shows are filling up, and there's a great atmosphere in town.
Okay, that's great to hear. Not so great to hear what happened at this magic act. Tell us what happened.
I wasn't in the audience at the time, but it was a horrible accident. But first of all, I must just say that Lee Lau is absolutely fine. He was taking part in, it wasn't a magic act, it was a carnival sideshow type act, which involved him standing there with a crossbow pointing at him, and he had to complete a puzzle within a certain amount of time, otherwise the crossbow would be fired. He didn't complete the puzzle, and the crossbow fired, and he was shot in the head by the crossbow. A horrible, horrible accident, and obviously deeply traumatic for the audience that was there at the time. So we have sort of plans in place for incidents like this. Immediately we took the audience out of the room. Fortunately, there were two doctors in the audience who stepped up and helped attend to him. Within a couple of minutes, there were five ambulances on the scene. We only needed the one. Took him to hospital, where he was checked out by the staff there. And fortunately, the crossbow didn't penetrate his skull, but obviously caused him to have a little bit of a headache. And he was checked out and he was treated and was discharged shortly after that. So he's absolutely fine.
I mean, I'm sure I can't be the only one just utterly gobsmacked at the thought, Tony, of what must have gone through that audience, the front row of the audience watching this happen, in that moment when you realized this is no longer part of the act.
Absolutely. And it would have been deeply traumatic for them. Immediately within half an hour of us learning of the incident, we'd sent an email to everyone who was in the show, because we have, obviously, from our database, we know who bought tickets. We've offered them services of some counselors that we've had on standby, who we've made available to them. There were a lot of children in the audience, obviously, they need to be spoken to, and they've been given an opportunity to speak to some of the counselors that we have. Some of them have taken us up on that, just to help them process it and talk through it and so on. Most of them, we've stayed in contact with them. Most of them are just relieved that he's fine obviously that he's okay. It couldn't have been a fun moment for them.
Tony, thank you so much for the update. I'm so relieved to hear that there was no serious damage done. It's just an extraordinary story and must have been absolutely horrendous, no doubt, for the other person involved in presenting that show as well as for the people in the audience. Really appreciate the update and the steps that have been taken to offer counselling to those who would have been traumatised by what they saw, particularly the children. So, Tony, our best wishes for the continuation of the National Arts Festival.